Track 11. Now to Eye on the County. Petrol and diesel new car sales ending by 2030 won't solve everything, says Chris Daddy, chairman of the Campaign to Protect Rural England, Norfolk.
Transport strategies are not new, and Norfolk gained its first planned strategic transport network around 70 AD with the Romans once Boudicca had got out of their way. Whilst not all of those roads now exist, plenty do survive as footpaths or as the route of modern highways and byways. The Wherries followed existing rivers with some new canal routes. The railways created another new transport network, but planned closures in the 1960s reduced this to a few lines. Road transport has dominated our travel strategy ever since, and our lives have adapted to the door-to-door convenience this brings. But there is a major downside, with traffic congestion and fossil-fueled vehicles contributing the major proportion of pollutants in our atmosphere. Sadly, the electric car revolution can only ever be a small part of a solution, and brings issues of its own. Being wedded to road travel makes for a real challenge in our attempts to mitigate against climate change. But if we cannot make substantial progress in the short term to reduce the atmospheric pollution causing global warming, then the future is bleak. Areas of Norfolk underwater regularly, if not permanently, while at the same time there could be drought and water shortages, crop failures, increased levels of coastal erosion and weather events leading to loss of life. With forced migration, increasing population and a declining area of habitable land, we and our younger generations face unimaginable challenges. The need for change is clear, and as individuals, we can't do it all. We need a new and funded transport strategy for Norfolk. Building new roads and creating short, unconnected runs of cycle paths is not enough. We must have a radical approach with full public engagement, led by Norfolk County Council as our transport authority. To start the ideas ball rolling, we could pedestrianise every town centre, promoting cheap 24-hour park and ride and public transport. Other options could include turning our regional railways into busways, creating rural transport links with subsidised low-cost quick travel into town centres and business areas, and closing Norwich Airport, creating a new garden village on that well-connected site. We could build new houses near transport hubs, create crossings on all roads, and create green corridors into every town with cycle and pedestrian routes. Every community could have their own electric dial-a-ride car, every bus could run on hydrogen, and farm vehicles on green fuels. We could electrify Broad's pleasure craft, have more subsidised electric car club schemes, introduce a tax system that rewards businesses that move goods by water and rail and only locally by road, promote Norfolk staycations and enhance technology infrastructures to increase working from home. The measures proposed to tackle climate change do not go far or quickly enough. We should switch existing road building budgets to support a new approach. We'll need to adapt, and new jobs and business opportunities will have to be created to replace those lost. Not all the measures will be popular, but reducing our carbon footprint and tackling rural transport deprivation is a key issue, and it's time to bite the bullet with a bold new strategy.